Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good buddy Andrew Sherman back on the show. Andrew's one of the attorneys in our brain trust, one of the resident attorneys. We let him out every once in a while. In his day job, he's a partner with Jones Day, a law firm based out of the Washington, D.C. area. He's the author of many books that we've told you about over the years, including the Bible on franchising and licensing. And because it's called Franchising and Licensing, and he's got a new book coming out all about intellectual property. That's what we're going to talk about. Andrew Sherman, how are you doing today? Are you all shook up?
I am all shook up, buddy. We had quite a little earthquake here yesterday, as everybody heard. And even though on the one hand it was no big deal, on the other hand, you know, the last time I felt the earth shake like that was unfortunately 9/11/01.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
It was a little bit scary to folks at first till they, you know, settled down and realized that there wasn't a lot of damage. But I'll tell you, for a lot of people in D.C., including me, it brought back some very tough memories just for a second there.
Well, exactly. And you were right there. You were right there downtown. I mean, you did you feel it? Could you feel the earthquake?
Yeah, believe it or not, Jim, this tells you the day I had yesterday. I had literally 5 minutes to go run an errand at the local bank. I had walked up to, gotten into the bank line and was next to be called at the teller, when the entire building shook.
Wow.
You know, nearly knocked me over.
Wow.
And I'm not a small guy.
Yeah.
And, of course, given the luck that I was having yesterday, they closed the bank down immediately and I won't be able to get back there until next week.
Wow.
So, you know, the really interesting part that looked like kind of a scene from a movie was watching thousands of people all evacuate the buildings, and they wouldn't let people in. A lot of things were closed that afternoon to check for structural damage. And it was real interesting. When I came home last night, we live out in Montgomery County, Maryland, and I was opening up cabinets and things were falling on my head because they had moved ever so slightly and had some things in my home office. Hmm. You know, little trinkets and stuff on the shelves that I was picking up off the floor.
Wow.
So, I certainly wouldn't overstate it compared to some of the more devastating earthquakes that our country has had, but I wouldn't understate it either. It was a real quake.
Well, apparently it was the strongest one in over 100 years.
That's correct.
1890s or something like that. And it was the last time we had one that strong. And so let me ask you, are people back to work today in Washington? Or are they allowed back in the buildings? Can they go in the Capitol building?
I think most people are going back, although I got to tell you, I'm on my way to a board meeting in Northern Virginia, and traffic is very, very light this morning. So I believe that a bunch of local schools are closed still.
Wow.
And, you know, they're not taking any chances. They're checking for structural damage. And there's still talk that may be a preview of a much larger earthquake that these faults are capable of. There's really no way to tell.
I heard yesterday that there was a potential that the Washington Monument had been affected by this. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, there's two things. There's the possibility. They are checking it today. And then, of course, on the Internet, there were all kinds of little hoaxes with the monument being leaning like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, which was actually quite comical to see the adulterated photos, of course. But they are checking the monument, and I'll certainly keep you posted on that front.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. But you know, we all, it's just another example, Andrew, of we Earthlings living here within our self-important lives and our thinking that we're the masters of our universe, and one little shudder, one little storm, one little explosion by a volcano. I mean, we live at the at the will of nature, and Mother Nature can you know, we're ants. We're basically ants. So we need to put ourselves in perspective sometimes, don't we?
Absolutely. And another reason to just get up every morning and live your life as best you can and bring all of your strength and energy to work, as we've talked about in the Road Rules book. I mean, you know, we really don't, and none of us know when our last day on this planet's going to be. And you get a little reminder from Mother Nature like yesterday that it could be any time.
That's right. Live your life. You can't just live for today, but live. Don't lose today. That's for sure. And one thing I learned a long time ago: do not wish your life away. That's for sure. Andrew Sherman, hold on to that thought. We'll come back, folks. Now that we got the earthquake report out of the way, we're going to talk a little bit about intellectual property and how you can make sure that you're leveraging the intellectual property that you have, that you're creating the best way. Andrew Sherman is an expert in that. In fact, his next book is all about that. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.